I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal. Talladega Nights, the ballad of Ricky Bobby, was directed by Adam McKay from a script that he wrote with Will Ferrell. Ferrell plays the faux legendary driver of the title. After a crash on a NASCAR track, Ricky Bobby flees his car with his arms flailing wildly, convinced that he's on fire. He isn't, but the movie is. This mock epic send-up of the inspirational sports movie genre burns with a comic intensity that seems too high to be sustainable. Against all odds, though, the filmmaker and his terrific cast pull it off right down to a Chariots of Fire climax. Talladega Nights may be brash and unbridled, even unhinged, but its cornpone humor is rich in parody and its craftsmanship is superb. We aren't talking about drawing room comedy here, but the movie is really winning in its joyousness. Ricky Bobby is all about winning. After rising to the top of the NASCAR heap in no time flat, Ricky says, "I'm just a big, hairy American winning machine." The movie that memorializes him is about winning, losing it all, regaining it all, and other issues of solemn significance, among them prayerfulness. Ricky's dinner table blessings drone on hilariously for more laps than a Formula One race, and the sanctity of friendship. He never gives his best friend and cherished teammate Cal a chance to win because that would require Ricky to lose. Will Ferrell is sensational in the role, and remarkably for this genre, which is full of one-man shows, Ferrell isn't alone. John C. Reilly makes Cal a classic comic character in his own right, just as amiable as he is dim, even when he's moving in on Ricky's lustful wife and their foul-mouthed kids. And Sacha Baron Cohen is a revelation, though surely not to fans of his TV alter ego, Ali G. He plays Ricky's nemesis, Jean Girard, a flamboyantly gay French driver who wears a black Perrier uniform and who drives with such insouciance that he reads Camus on the straightaway. There are also standout performances in the smaller roles. Gary Cole as Ricky's scruffy father, Jane Lynch as his no-nonsense mother, Amy Adams as his demure admirer, and Michael Clark Duncan's pit crew chief, Lucius. And the cast is filled out by such real-life race drivers as Dale Earnhardt Jr. and Jamie McMurray. The racing sequences are impressive when that's appropriate. Oliver Wood did the cinematography, and preposterous when the comedy demands it. One slow-mo crash takes so long that the NASCAR telecast goes to commercial. Yet the preposterousness and the high-octane ridiculousness never skid into condescension for the milieu. The basic concept, if I understand it, was simply to make every scene funny. By doing just that, Talladega Nights wins big. It's funny enough to redeem the movie summer. If lugubriousness were a virtue, the night listener might be a winner, too. This depressed and depressing drama stars Robin Williams as a late-night radio host named Gabriel Noon. Gabriel finds himself deeply moved by calls from a 14-year-old listener who calls himself Pete. The boy claims to have suffered terribly at the hands of pedophile parents, and he's written a book recounting the abuse. Soon Gabriel goes searching for Pete on a voyage of creepy discoveries, the first of which is a woman played by Toni Collette, who may or may not be the boy's adoptive mother. The ostensible subject of the night listener is the shifting border between fact and fiction, reality and illusion. What Gabriel seeks may be real or the product of his own psyche. But there's also a border between entertainment and punishment, and the movie operates on the wrong side of it. I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of the Wall Street Journal, back on KCRW next week with more reviews.